We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome, friends. It is Hour 1, Hourly with Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN as we are midweek. And momentarily, we'll be joined by His Honor, the mayor of the city of Buffalo, Byron Brown. Have a lot of things that we would like to discuss with His Honor. And one of those, of course, a very disturbing story. Now, this is at the county level of a 911 dispatcher who did not follow protocol. And listening to the county executive, Mark Bolencarz, keeping in mind that everybody is innocent of any charge until it is adjudicated, it's very alarming, especially given the training of which the county executive spoke. But clearly, we have a lot of things to discuss with Mayor Brown on News Radio 930 WBEN. And as we move along today, I know David was talking about this, and one of the things that I would certainly like to get into is the death penalty if the accused is found guilty. Now, first of all, not being a lawyer, but we did speak earlier this week with Paul Cambria, who is an attorney. During the process, as we move along through this and we start thinking about juries and what have you, unless the suspect changes his plea to not guilty, I would fully expect there to be a change of venue in this particular case because of the deep feelings that it is stirred up. I don't know if the commissioner of jurors and the people in charge of such things are going to be able to find a jury that is not already predisposed in a certain direction, having been exposed on a local level right here in Buffalo and throughout Erie County to the depraved and disgusting and wanton disregard for human life. And I would like to talk about the death penalty a little bit as we move along. And one of the I guess we'll call it epiphanies that I had a while ago, because I am interested in reading about such things as crime and punishment and investigation, we in this country unfortunately have executed people who ought not to have been executed. We have jailed people who ought not to have been jailed. And I think we need to have a little conversation as we move along regarding the death penalty and when it should be applied, under what circumstances it should be applied. And let's go live right now on News Radio 930 WBEN to His Honor, the mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown. Mr. Mayor, I know you've been extremely busy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tom.
Mr. Mayor, you have been the dignified voice and face of not just the city of Buffalo, but the people of Western New York ever since Saturday. Where within Byron Brown do you find the poise and the equanimity to present yourself and this city in the way in which you have done, given the trying circumstances and the carnage? Where does that come from within Mayor Brown?
Well, it comes from family upbringing, It comes from love for the community, and it comes from the responsibility to represent the people of Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York. I know that the eyes of the nation and the eyes of the world are on our community, and it's up to all of us to show the world that we are the city of good neighbors, that we are a loving community, that we are a warm and welcoming community. Like any city, like any region, we have our problems, we have our issues, but this is a community when there are challenges, when there are great concerns, this community pulls together like no other community that I have seen in this nation.
You are able to put yourself and in a position where, despite deep emotions of anger, of fear, of concern, to present yourself in such a way as though you are a rock of Gibraltar, if you will, standing against slamming waves. And the way in which you have done that and the way in which you've represented our region is frankly amazing. And I think we all owe you a debt of gratitude for, in the middle of such a terroristic abomination, being a voice of calming reason. And I don't know anybody who doesn't feel that way.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate that. I know that, as you indicated, this was domestic terrorism. This was evil that was perpetrated on the community. 13 people shot, 10 beautiful lives taken, people's lives who were important to their families, important to their communities, snatched from them. And I know that so many are hurting. Yes, clearly, the families are in incredible, unexplainable pain. But many of us throughout the community, the city, the county, the region are in pain as well. Human beings, normal human beings, have human emotions. They have feelings. They have concern for other people. When other people are hurting, it hurts other human beings. So I think so many of us are in pain. So many of us are hurting. And what we have to do as a community is grieve and let it out. In my training and in teaching and upbringing, stay prayerful, move forward.
We're talking with Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm glad you brought that up because, Mr. Mayor, as you are well aware, and this happens in many urban areas across America, there is this sense of us and them in too many people. And there, over the years, has been much made of a gap and a divide between the city and the suburbs, in particular what the demographers call high-density black areas of the city and the suburbs. How surprised, as somebody who obviously has been here for decades, how surprised have you been at the universal sense of grief and loss and sadness which transcends all of those borders or divisions we are supposed to have? There's not a soul in this area who has not been deeply touched by this, regardless of where they live.
I wasn't surprised by the outpouring of grief, the outpouring of support, the outpouring of love from people across Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York. That's who we are. Yes, unfortunately and sadly, there are haters too in this community. There are racists too in this community. There are people that don't like other people because of the color of their skin, because of the religion that they practice, or the country of origin that they come from. But the majority, the vast majority of people in Buffalo, Erie County, and Western New York are caring people, are good people, are empathetic people, and that's why we are the city of good neighbors.
Mr. Mayor, you just used the word empathy, and I don't know. I don't believe we're ever going to know what motivates evil people like this. And, you know, there have been at least two schools of thought expressed to me. Number one is a religious or spiritual concept of evil, that there is good and there is evil. And another approach which dismisses that talks about our increasing lack of empathy toward other people, our ability to see the pain and the suffering of other people and to not want to inflict it. Do you have any theory or any thought as to what causes this?
It's hard to say. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a sociologist. We all of us who live in this country, live in America, who have been here for a certain period of time, there are shared values. There are some shared morals. There are shared expectations, some shared trainings that we all have. Again, regardless of our race, regardless of our religion, there are shared customs that we understand. Some people deviate from what they've been taught. Some people deviate from the expectations of society. And I don't know why that happens. I don't know what that breakdown is, what is broken in some people. The president, when he was here, talked about people being radicalized on social media, people being taught different forms of hate, you know, whether it is hating black people or people who are different, people of different religions. I think, and I agree with the president, I agree with Governor Hochul, that there is too much hate speech on social media. But my focus is on the 10 precious lives that were lost. My focus is on the families that have been broken, and trying to wrap my arms around those families, support them in their grieving process, support them as they hold funerals prematurely for their loved ones, and their healing, their ultimate healing, after the funerals are over and all of the national TV cameras leave our community, there will still be pain and longing and missing. And so that is my focus right now. My focus is keeping this community together. My focus is on love, people loving each other, not hating each other. I want us to be a city, and this was a moniker used in Atlanta many years ago. I want us to be a city too busy to hate. I want to be a community where every child has a sense of hope for what their future can be, where every child believes that the dreams that they have, the things that they want to accomplish, they can accomplish. And that should be regardless of what their race is, what their religion is, what their national origin is. That's the kind of community I want us to be. I don't want any young person to feel like they're going to be left out and left behind.
No, indeed. Mr. Mayor, I've got a lot of things about which I'd like to speak with you, and I know that obviously this is a very busy time for you. Can you just give me an idea as to what kind of time window we have and when you need to take off? Because I don't want to keep others holding with my own selfish taking of your time.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. Roughly 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, then we will, we're going to not do the break at 25. We'll figure it out on the other side of the hour. Mayor Byron Brown is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Mayor, obviously, as you mentioned, we have not even seen the homegoing or the homecoming, depending on what your particular nomenclature happens to be and your family. But we haven't even seen the services yet. These poor families have had to wait interminable hours for understandable reasons for the remains to be released. Do you have any sense right now of where the families are with respect to properly memorializing these 10 people?
Yes, I think the first of the funerals will start this Friday. It is the funeral for Mr. Patterson, very active church member, someone who came to that Tops to provide rides for seniors and young mothers who did not have transportation to get to the store and to get home with groceries. He was a real servant of the community. Did that routinely and regularly because he saw a need. He saw people that were elderly or young single mothers walking with groceries and having a hard time struggling with that and wanted to help people through that situation. He will be the first of the funerals.
Forgive my interruption, but in terms of a permanent commemoration of the victims, is that something the families want, or is that what sense do you get of how the city ought to, in cooperation, I'm quite sure, with the family members, memorialize the lives of those who were so brutally murdered?
A number of people have talked about the best way to do that. Should we do that? Can we do that? How we do that? I think that, you know, requires some thought. I don't think we should just jump at any idea that comes up. I do think we need to memorialize these 10 lives and remember these 10 people in some special way. Many people in the community want to do that. I don't know where the families are necessarily on that right now.
Mr. Mayor, you talked about how we've come together as a community, and I know that the Reverend Al Sharpton is coming into town. Have you any concerns about that, about people from outside, whatever they may have to say, coming into what is such an intimate, horrible thing for those of us who live here?
I'm not concerned about Reverend Al Sharpton coming in or people from the outside wanting to help. There are a number of businesses and individuals that don't live in this community, that have been to this community, that are touched by this tragedy, that want to help, that want to give money. Reverend Al Sharpton and the National Action Network has actually offered to pay the funerals for all 10 victims.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Obviously, he is touched as well and feels the pain that people are feeling in this community. Bruce Smith, former member of the Buffalo Bills, will be flying back into Buffalo because he wants to be of service and support to the community. Thurman Thomas and his wife, Patty Thurman, still lives here. They, through the Thurman Thomas Foundation, are going to be giving $100,000 to assist the families of the victims and to assist the community. Some colleges from outside the area want to be of assistance. I have heard from just about every mayor in the state of New York, and many mayors from around the country that want to help. Last night, we lit the dome of City Hall in orange. That is the color for gun violence prevention. All of the downtown landmarks lit, all of the city landmarks lit in orange as well. And cities all across this country lit their landmarks in orange in remembrance of the victims of the Buffalo shooting and for gun prevention. And the dome of Buffalo City Hall will stay on orange to remember these precious lives, to remember what happened here, and to send a message of gun violence prevention.
Talking with the mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mr. Mayor, that Tops store is vital to that neighborhood. And without that Tops store, it qualifies, that area, as being a food desert. How important and how relieved were you to find out that the store is not going to be razed, it is going to be reopened? How important is that?
Store is critically important to the community. It is a center of community. Was very happy when I spoke to John Persons, the president and CEO of Tops, about the importance of the store, that the Tops Supermarket Corporation understood that, that they had every intention of opening the store. I asked them to reopen the store as quickly as possible. Governor Kathy Hochul asked them to reopen the store as quickly as possible. Right now, the thing that is delaying the reopening is there's still an active investigation inside the store, which I am hopeful in 2 to 4 days will be concluded. And after that is concluded, then Tops can do the work that needs to be done to safely and successfully reopen the store. And the other thing that Tops is doing is providing counseling for their employees, grief counseling. I have to give credit and thanks to Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and the chair of the legislature, April Baskin, for making counseling resources available to the families of victims, to employees of Tops, to people that witnessed the crime, to anyone that is feeling traumatized by this event. We are encouraging people to get counseling, to talk to someone, and there are many free resources out there for counseling. So not only crisis services and the counseling that has been provided by the county, but also Erie County Medical Center has free counseling resources that people can take advantage of as well.
Mr. Mayor, let me ask you this. You know, we brought up earlier the first responders and what they had to witness. I'm also thinking of people such as Darius Pridgen and Kaiser Poyter and yourself. How are you holding up emotionally? Because you were there at Ground Zero as things were unfolding. The DA was. You saw horrible things, and you saw people with looks of anguish and shock on their faces. How is Byron Brown holding up?
I am getting great strength from my family and from my community, from our community. Family support is so important at times like this. Support from the community. Was just out on Jefferson Avenue, and people were giving hugs to each other. Two celebrity chefs were there serving food for people in the community, people who came out to help, the Buffalo Bills, the Sabres, the Buffalo Bandits. The entire team of those three organizations came out to serve food, to take pictures with the community, to hug members of the community, in some cases to pray with members of the community, and to let them know that these sports teams that we love, that we enjoy watching, they love us back. Seeing things like that, yes, I saw trauma. Yes, I knew people that were killed, and I still feel tremendous pain and a sense of loss. But my strength comes from helping the community, helping the families, and that really has renewed my energy and strength, being able to be of help to the families of the victims of this crime and to people in the community that are hurting.
Mr. Mayor, just one more question, because I want to be respectful of your time and of your responsibilities. But when you talk about the visit of these athletic heroes, can you maybe describe the feedback you received from folks who actually lived there and how important it was in terms of knowing that, you know, even though these guys are, you know, super wealthy and great entertainers and great athletes, that they have shown people that everybody matters? Is that the feedback that you got, or what did you hear?
That is the feedback. People who were in pain, people who were hurting, seeing those players brought smiles to their faces. It was a surprise and a shock to people, even me. I arranged with the Bills organization for some of the Bills to come. I didn't know how many people would come, but it was literally the entire team. They came in five buses, and the entire Buffalo Bills and Coach McDermott and Brandon Bean, the GM, other members of the front office, all of the Sabres, all of the Bandits, to see all of them come and want to be there. And then I heard from the Bills organization that some of those players that weren't scheduled to be in Buffalo actually flew back specially to be here. It touched the hearts of the surrounding community. It lifted the spirits of the community. You know, to some it might be a small thing, a little thing, but the presence of those athletic heroes, you know, Josh Allen, the quarterback, serving people food, taking pictures with people, playing with children out there, it meant the world to the community.
Well, that's our Buffalo. Mr. Mayor, again, I just want to thank you for being such a dignified voice, presenting not just the city, but all of Western New York in the manner in which you have to the national media, despite this hateful act of barbaric terrorism. As I've said, the word is equanimity, and thank you for representing all of us nationally in the way in which you have, and I hope we talk again soon.
Tom, thank you for your caring and your concern and your passion around this subject and the humanity that you put on this subject and how you are reporting and talking about it. That is also making a difference in our community. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you kindly, sir. We will talk soon. The mayor of Buffalo, Byron Brown. It's Bowerly on WBEN. 6 minutes late for news, but I think you can understand that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome, friends. It is Bauerle on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm going to be off at least the rest of the week because I'll tell you exactly what they're doing. It's a my retina detached in late January, so they had to repair it and then fill the eye with oil to kind of hold the repair in place, so to speak. It wasn't super glue, but it was oil. So tomorrow they're going to take out the oil and figure out to some extent where the vision is in the right eye. So that's what's going on tomorrow. It is not a big deal, and I don't mean to chase a squirrel here, but you know, somewhere out there today, some of you had people you know who had retinas detached, and they might be freaking out about eye surgery. And let me just reiterate something to you. With everything I've been through, and we all carry our own crosses. We all have our own things. I'm sure you've been through a lot. I've been through an awful lot. I mean, 58 years, you kind of get used to these things. But if you ever need eye surgery, it freaks you out. You don't like the idea. Somebody is going to be operating on my eye and I'm going to be awake while this happens. Nobody was a bigger wimp about it than I. But I want to tell you that if you do need eye surgery, on a scale of 1 to 10, it didn't even make a 1. As far as discomfort is concerned, they do give you anti-anxiety medications to relax you. But if you have a surgery coming up tomorrow or soon to repair your retina, take it from me. I'm the biggest coward in the world when it comes to eye surgery, and it was nothing. So just please keep that in mind. I want to dedicate, once again, this program to the memories of the victims of an abominable instance of a so-called human being. The people we are remembering, and all of their loved ones, all of their family members, all of their friends, Celestine Cheney, Roberta Drury, Andre McNeil, Catherine Massey, Margus Morrison, Hayward Patterson, Aaron Salter, Geraldine Talley, Ruth Whitfield, and Pearlie Young. I want to say those names, and I will say them, I'm sure, at least once more before this program is over. Because, you know, I think I mentioned this on Saturday and during some of the other breaking news tragedies that we've covered here over the years on WBEN. You know, you hear a number, 2 dead in helicopter crash. Well, it's not really a helicopter crash. It is 2 families whose trajectories have forever been altered by the whims of fate or result of bad maintenance, possibly pilot error, whatever. It's not just a plane crash. It's the people in those planes or those helicopters or those motor vehicles, motorcycles, RVs, whatever. So when you hear, you know, the shooting in Buffalo that killed 10 people, well, those people had names and those people had lives. And those people had individual stories, as we all have. And how many of you, as a little boy or a little girl, went shopping with mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, maybe at the Broadway market or your neighborhood grocery store? You know, Saturday shopping, a lot of people have friends over, do some grilling, some barbecue on a Saturday night. A lot of people get hungry during the day, stop off at grocery stores because they've got a hankering for something. And these names that I just gave, they're more than a statistic. They're more than a number. They leave behind legacies. And most importantly, they leave behind people who loved them, that were related, and people who loved them as friends. And it's so easy to get caught up in numbers. But the important thing, I think, and this is true in every situation like this, where you have a number of people dying unexpectedly at the same time, made all the more tragic because of the deliberate and hateful method in which these people were brutally killed. We have to remember the people involved and those who are left behind. I don't mean to over-exaggerate or over-make the point, okay? But we all have lost people. When Dad died, it was sad, but it was expected. When my brother died, it was not really expected, but it wasn't a complete surprise. These people and anybody who has ever been murdered, especially murdered in such a callous, intentional, evilly purposeful way, I cannot imagine what you are going through as a human being. And I just hope that you find the strength and the emotional support to get you through what is something that makes you upset emotionally, sad, and makes you angry, because this did not have to happen. This should not happen ever, anywhere. And the people are the story. The number is a number, but that number represents real people and real people who survive to mourn those we lost. And is there anything that is more common than a grocery store? We all have our favorite grocery store. We all have our shopping day where we go and we pick up supplies for the week. And this just has been a terrible, terrible situation. Okay, obviously our clock this hour has been a little bit thrown off. But again, folks, like I told you on Saturday when this horrible story first broke, sometimes you basically have to say, rules? What rules? I've got the mayor on. I'm not going to ask him to wait through commercials. He's got a lot of people who need to talk to him. So I hope you'll forgive the somewhat weirder than usual hour of the show, if I might put it that way. One of the things that I do want to get into today is the death penalty. And I will start off by saying that I am very alarmed and I become very sad when I read stories about people who have been executed and you find out later that, you know what, there really wasn't evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. And when you have an execution, there's no going back. When you kill somebody, you take away everything he or she is ever going to have. They cease to exist. And you know, and I know, the system doesn't always get it right. And let me just give you two examples. And these were our white brothers and sisters in this case, Lynn Dejack and Anthony Capozzi. They were charged with and convicted of crimes they did not commit. And poor Lynn Dejack spent a lot of her adult life behind bars for killing her daughter, and she didn't do it. And the reason we know she didn't is because of retired Buffalo detective and later judge Dennis Delano. That is how you say his name, Dennis Delano. He was absolutely relentless in making sure that justice was done and the guilty, so-called, were exculpated and released from incarceration they did not deserve. Now, think about the number of our black brothers and sisters who have been freed by projects such as the Innocence Project, which I love. I would love to go to law school just to go to work for the Innocence Project, because the injustice of being incarcerated for an act you did not commit. I cannot imagine the kind of bitterness and anger that would engender in someone who knows they didn't do that with which they were accused. I've got some thoughts on the death penalty I want to share with you in the next hour and get your thoughts as well. It is Bowerly for the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.